I'd like to direct your attention to the book of Matthew chapter 8. And we want to begin reading at verse number 5. Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 5. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. But don't you like it when the Lord says, I'll be there? I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you before you're seated. What? Y'all just take things for granted, don't you? Before you're seated, turn around and shake somebody's hand. Say, let's help the preacher tonight. Hallelujah. Ah, now you can be seated. Hallelujah. We're such creatures of habit, aren't we? We get so geared to things. We drive these automatic transmissions, vehicles with automatic transmissions in them, and then we get in a vehicle that's a standard transmission, if you can drive one of those, and you get all used to running that clutch in, changing those gears. You get back in that automatic transmission vehicle, and you're stomping the left side of the floor, and trying to change gears. We just get so acclimated. There are some good habits to get into. Amen. I think living for God is a good habit to have.
Amen.
Just getting up every morning, not even worried about trying to make your mind up. You made your mind up before you went to bed the night before. Yeah, in fact, you made your mind up a long time ago. Just go ahead and live for God. Amen. I believe that's the way it ought to be. Thank the Lord. All right. This is a very interesting story in the scripture. And I feel drawn toward it tonight, and I want to take a few minutes in this scripture, and I'd like to show you something in this that I believe is directly connected to so much in our life that God would like to do for us, and he would like to do in us and through us. Because you see, I'm not really just wanting the Lord to do something for me. I would like for him to do something in me. And ultimately, I want him to do something through me. Praise God. I want to be used of the Lord. I'd like to be expended. My energies to be expended for the cause of his kingdom. Is that how you feel tonight?
Amen.
Amen. And so I don't want to be selfish and only look at things from the standpoint of what I want him to do for me. But I want to say, God, use me for your glory and for your honor. And so I believe that this story holds such great truths. And sometime when we read stories of this kind, when we don't really fully understand or comprehend exactly what is being conveyed, we have a tendency just to kind of jump over it and move on to something else. It's a little easier to understand. And this story is, to many people, one that they really don't understand exactly what is happening here. But Jesus did enter into Capernaum, a city that he visited often. And there was a centurion who was a Roman soldier. He was of the emperor's army. And he came to the Lord and he said, "Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." All he did was make a statement to Jesus about the problem and what the situation was at home. "I have a servant." And obviously this servant must have been a very important servant, or he would not have taken the time. Either that or the centurion was a man concerned about everybody that was in his care or in his employ. But whatever be the case, he did come to Jesus and he did beseech him. And he did state the case of the servant's illness and his sickness. And he even went on to say that he's not just sick of the palsy, but he is grievously tormented, which means that it had apparently gotten to a state where that the man was just out of control, where his body functions and his ability to control his actions were concerned, because that is, of course, the sickness or the disease of palsy and what it does to a man's body. He gets the shakes horribly bad when it gets very severe. And so that's what this centurion was saying. And Jesus' response to him was, "I will come and I will heal him." And this centurion, I can almost see him as he puts his hand up and says, "No, wait a minute, Jesus. I want to tell you, I'm really not worthy for you to come under my roof. But I'll tell you what, if you will just speak the word, my servant will be healed. All it's going to take is just you saying, let it be done." And of course, when I read that, he goes on to explain. If you look at verse number 9, that verse starts out with the word "for," which means that he is further explaining why he is saying that. He is going further to explain his reason behind saying, "Lord, if you will only speak the word, my servant will be healed." And he explains it by saying this: "I am a man under a authority, and I have soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." And so he is describing and explaining his reason why that he felt like he was not worthy for Jesus to come under his roof, but that Jesus would only speak the word. He explains it by saying, "I am a man under authority." He is saying, "I understand what authority is. I understand the necessity of being in obedience to authority." When the word of authority goes forth, he said, "I understand the importance of that word." As a matter of fact, he is stating here in all reality that he recognized that it was the voice of authority and the word of authority that would maintain order among those who needed that authority. Amen. He said, "I'm a man under authority," but that's not all. He said, "I also have soldiers under me. I answer to someone higher than me, and I have soldiers that are under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes. And I say to that one, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." Do you realize that what this man is describing here is very simple? With the fact that if there is no word of authority, then everything gets into a state of chaos and confusion. You have anarchy, you have rebellion, you have all kinds of things that rise up when there is no word of authority. But when everybody understands the importance of authority, then they understand the importance of the word of authority. And that the word of authority, all that is necessary when the word of authority goes forth, is just obedience to that. And things take place when the word of authority is spoken. Oh, hallelujah. He is stating, and we know this by the word of God. We know this by scripture, that the word of God is what brought order to a world that was chaotic and confused. A world that was dark and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. It was a state of mass confusion, and everything was confused, and there was no clarity. But when the Spirit of the Lord began to rest and move upon the waters, and the word of authority began to go forth, there were some things that began to take place that could never have taken place had not a word of authority been spoken. But when the word of authority began to go forth, there were some changes begin to take place, and there were some things that began to be put into order. Can I preach a few minutes? This man is saying, Jesus, I understand what the word of authority will do. I understand. And he said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. I'm a man under authority. I understand what it is to answer to authority. And I also understand what it is to be in authority. And I speak these things and things happen. And order is maintained. And work is accomplished and things are done. So he said, that's the reason why I say to you, if you will just speak the word. You see, there's a situation in my house that I don't have the authority over. There's a situation in my home that I don't really know what to do with. There's a man's body and there's a man's health that's beyond my control. But I know what the word of authority will do. I know what the statement of authority will accomplish. If you will just say the word, if you'll just speak the word, my servant will be made whole. Amen. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. He said, just let the word go forth. Amen. Because I understand I don't have authority over this. I can't control this situation. And I don't know what to do about it. But I tell you what, if I can just hear you speak the word. You see, I've already heard about all the great miracles you have done. I've already seen you in action. And I have noted things that nobody else could do anything about. And so it causes me to realize that your word of authority is greater than my word of authority. So I'm not worthy that you would come under my roof. But if you'll just use your word, if you'll just speak to the situation, I'm going to tell you, friend, this man was saying, there's something got out of place in my life. There's something got out of sort in my home. But if I can just hear you speak the word, everything will be changed and everything will be different. And you know what Jesus said? I have not seen so great faith. You know what Jesus was doing? He was equating this man's faith with his revelation of the word of authority. He was saying, I've not seen anybody else in Israel with this kind of faith. This man understands what it's going to take to put some things in order. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell tell you tonight, church, when you find some things in your life that's out of sorts and you don't seem to have the authority to put it back together again, there is a word. I said there is a word. Oh, let me preach. I want to do what the Holy Ghost wants down here tonight. He said there is a word. There is something that can be spoken. And what you and I need to do sometime is just come to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm not even worthy, but I know this. If you'll send me a word, if you'll speak your word, if you'll talk to my heart, all of this stuff that's out of order, all of this that's out of control, you will heal it. You'll make it whole. You'll put everything back in order again. And Jesus said, this man's got a revelation. This man understands that when it's beyond his control, he's under authority and he is in authority. But when he realizes his limitation, when he realizes how far he can go, when he understands that his abilities are limited and he can only do so much, and he knows where to come to get everything put back in order again. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you, friend, there's something about the Word of God. There's something about the Word. If we would just submit ourselves to the Word of God, it doesn't matter what's out of control. It doesn't matter what's beyond. It seems like our ability to keep it in check and under hand. When we submit it to the Word of God, God can bring some things to order. God can put some things in their right place. But you and I have got to believe that there's a voice of authority that's beyond our voice and beyond our ability. And we sometimes don't know what to do, but he knows what to do. Praise the Lord. Prophet of God said this. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said, son of man, can these bones live? He said, you know, Lord. Hallelujah. You know whether they can or not. And he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do, prophet. Prophesy unto these bones. Begin to preach the word. And say to these bones, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to come and to enter into you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring flesh upon you, and cause you to cover you with sin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, as the word of God began to go forth, as the word of authority began to speak, he said, lo, there was a great noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together. Hallelujah. The bones came together. Sometimes there's some things I wish I could have been there to see. Hallelujah. Sometimes I wish I could have been in that valley of dry bones and been a fly on the wall, so to speak, and watch what was going on as that thigh bone began to jump across, amen, the valley, and that neck bone began to come from over here, and the backbone coming up from over in the ribs coming from over here. Hallelujah. They knew where they were going. They was going back to the same body they started in. Hey, come on, church. I'm going to tell you now, when those bones came together, there wasn't one bone in one body and another bone in another body, but he was putting it all back together again. He was putting it in his proper order. He was putting it in his proper place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where the toe bone was connected to the foot bone. And the foot bone was connected to the ankle bone. And the ankle bone was connected to the leg bone. And the leg bone to the knee bone. The knee bone to the... Come on now. There was bodies beginning to come together. There was some things happening. There was some order. Some order. Some order. That was being put in place.
Praise.
He wants this mic bad right now, but I'm not going to give it to him. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Every bone came to his bone. Amen. Head bone got on the right head. There wasn't a woman's head on a man's body. Hallelujah to God. And there wasn't a man's head on a woman's body. Hallelujah. Come on now. There wasn't a limp wrist on a man there. No, no, friend. There wasn't a feminine bone in the wrong place. I am telling you, there was some order that was brought in that valley of dry bones. Do you know why there had to be a bone coming to every bone? It's because before there could be sinew, before there could be flesh, before there could be muscle, before there could be a revival, there had to be some things put in order. Some things placed in the right place. And it took a voice, a word of authority to get the job done.
Hey, hey. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey.
Didn't come out with a woman's dress on either.
Hallelujah. Hey, amen. The Bible said there was a noise. There was a shaking. I want to tell you, when the word begins to go forth, there ought to be a noise in the house. Come on, now, there ought to be a noise in the house. In fact, the noise in your heart ought to be so great that it starts coming up out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And there ought to be a noise that comes up saying, put it in order, God. Put it in order, God. Put everything in place. Put it where you want it to be. Come on, I'm not finished. I'm not going to preach that much longer, but I'm not done yet. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Every bone came to his bone. There was some order. I gotta press that point here tonight. Here's a man that says things are out of order in my house. Here's a man that says things are not the way they're supposed to be. And it's a situation I can't even handle. And I don't know what to do with, but I understand authority. And I understand that when the word of authority is spoken, things happen the way they are supposed to happen.
Amen.
And that's why I'm waiting on you to just speak the word. Prophesy. Prophet, start preaching. Start saying, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Let me tell you what I'm about to do to you. I'm fixing to put skin on you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's some southern vernacular. I'm fixing to put some skin on you. Hallelujah. I'm fixing to put sinews on you. Amen. At least I'm not talking like my son-in-law who says I'm fitting to do it. Amen. I'm doing my best to try to train him right. But he's a Yankee so long until he, I think he's beyond hope. Hallelujah. But I'm fitting to do some things to you, boy. Hallelujah. I'm about to put some things in order here. I'm going to put sinews on you, and I'm going to put skin on you. I'm going to put muscles on you. I'm going to bring some things in your life. Hallelujah. But you know what? When the word of authority began to go forth, the first thing that had to happen was some order had to be brought into place. Everything had to get in its rightful place. I'm going to tell you what God wants to do. Mighty things. You hear me? I said God wants to do mighty things. I'll tell you how great God
wants to work. He wants to take situations that are dried and bleached, and it looks like it's impossible that life would ever be brought back into them. But before he can do it, there's got to be some order. There's got to be some coming together. There's got to be some connections made. There's got to be some things happen by the word of authority. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I've got to tell you, and I'm just going to bounce on this and keep going. I'm not going to spend any time on it, but I just got to do it because you got to understand what God wants to say to us here tonight. And what the Holy Ghost is helping us to understand. Amen. But I'm not going to go back on it a long time. I'm just going to hit it and keep running. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of folks don't understand. They do not understand when a man gets in the pulpit as the Lord did with us on Wednesday night and begin to preach. Amen. And say things as they were said. Hallelujah. And sometimes I have to confess to you and tell you that I stand back and I'm thinking, God, why? Why does this have to be done? Why do these things have to be said? But sometimes it's the fact that God is just putting some things in order. That God is bringing some things to the place that he wants them to be in. Sometimes he's just sending a message to a spirit. You've hung around here long enough. You've sapped the energy. You've drained the joy. You took away revival. But I tell you what I'm about to do. I'm putting some things in order. The word of authority is going forth. And I'm going to put some things in a position that I can finish the work that I've started to do. Somebody shout praise the Lord. And I want to tell you tonight, in a word of appreciation, I've gotten telephone calls. I've had emails. Amen. A change from the ones I've been having. Hallelujah. I got emails and I got telephone calls. I've had folks stop me in the aisle. I've had folks come up front. In fact, I had one dear saint come up, shake my hand and say, "Welcome back, Pastor. It sure was good to hear you preach tonight." Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. I'm going to brag on some saints around here tonight. I'm going to brag on some folks who understand the power of authority. They understand the word of authority and the work that God wants to do. But before God can do the work he really wants to do, he's got to bring some order. He's got to put some things in place. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you, God, put it in order. Put it in order. Put it in order. Put it where it's supposed to be so you can do the work that you want to do with this church. Woo, glory! In fact, their response has been so overwhelming that I got a feeling that spirit of negativism and that spirit of resistance is going to be mighty uncomfortable around here in the coming days ahead. Because there's an army about to rise up around here that says, "Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We've had some things that have been out of control we couldn't do anything about. But the Word of God is making the difference." Somebody shout hallelujah. You may have to hit that dead Pentecost. I may not have enough breath or strength to do it. He said, "I prophesied. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. It ought not to be quiet in the house when God's putting some things in order. I said, it ought not to be quiet in the house when God is putting some things in order. When God is setting some things the way he wants them to be, it ought not to be quiet." He said, "A shaking." As a matter of fact, it ought not to be stale, quiet and stagnant, I'd be sick and starting to go on. Somebody ought to feel something happening. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to feel something taking place. Well, something's happening to me I hadn't had happen in a while. I feel like a part of me's being laid over here, and a part of me's been laying over here, and a part of me's been laying over here, and I've had to deal with all kinds of situations, but I feel something coming together. Hallelujah. I feel something connecting. I feel some things being brought back into order. I feel something happening. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's God's Word. I said it's God's Word. It's the Word, the voice of authority. There was a noise, a shaking. Bones came together, bone to his bone, and I beheld the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Everything was in order. Everything was right. But there was no breath. Well, and the Lord said, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe upon thee slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet, an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. So the word of authority wasn't finished. When it spoke things into order and it brought things back to their proper place, the word of authority was not yet done. It was not yet finished. He said, keep on preaching. And now that some things are in order, I want you to prophesy to the winds. Prophesy to the north wind, the south wind, the east wind, and the west wind. And he said, I want you to prophesy and say, breathe on them. Breathe on them. Resurrect them. Bring them back to life. Well, I want to tell you tonight what I've come back to this pulpit to do. Hallelujah to God. There's been a response in the Holy Ghost. I feel like there's been some things being put back in order. But I'm going to tell you, friend, it ain't over now. Because I'm prophesying in the Holy Ghost that there's coming a wind that's going to blow. There's coming a wind that's going to blow. There's coming a revival in the house. There's coming a new life. There's coming restoration. There's coming renewal in the spirit. Blow and blow. Blow and blow. Blow and blow. Oh, glory to God. Holy Ghost, blow among us. Holy Ghost, breathe on us. Holy Ghost, finish your work. Oh, praise the Lord. Revival is the consequence of things being set in order. I said revival is the consequence of some things being set in order. I told you Wednesday night, we're defining our future. We're a praying church. We're a worshiping church. We're a revival church. We're a holiness church. We are a separated church.
church going to be involved in evangelism? Evangelizing this city. Evangelizing the surrounding communities.
Revival is going to be the consequence of some things getting set in order. Revival is going to be the consequence of some things happening as a result of us hearing the word of authority and saying, go ahead, put it back together again. I'm tired of being strung out on the valley. I'm tired of bleached bones. Go ahead, put me back together again. Put everything back in order. I'm ready for revival. Does anybody feel that way here tonight? I got to inform you tonight, I'm finished preaching. I'm just trying to encourage somebody in the Holy Ghost right now. I'm prophesying in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.